The Lord be with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and officially it's spring break for those of you who are celebrating spring break. I know we've got quite a few of our youth that are away and families away, but it's also a time to power up and renew our strength, spring break. So what are you doing to renew your strength over the next week? Might be something you're thinking about. One way to renew our strength is to gather here at church and see how Jesus is on our side and to see the power that he has. Because too often in life, we just rely on our own strength and our own power. It really doesn't get us where we need to be. So we pray that you're strengthened with today's message, strengthened to know that Jesus is on your side. I would like to welcome those that are tuning in with us online. We're thankful you've chosen to worship with us whatever day it is, either today on Sunday, but throughout the rest of the week. Pray that this is a blessing to you. And of course, a warm welcome to everyone gathered here in our service as well. Just some personal announcements to share before we begin. We are going to have a cleanup here at Peace on Saturday, April 5th. The details about that are in the back of the bulletin. Go ahead and take a look at that and prep your calendar for being here. It's really critical to have that spring cleanup because right around the corner is Holy Week and our Easter activities here at the church. I would add one little detail that's the secret sauce to making that a really successful day. On that day, Saturday, April 5th, we spread the bark here on campus. But in order to do that on that day, there are these little things that need to be eliminated. They're called weeds. If we wait till Saturday, April 5th to get all the weeds, it's a much longer day. And I just want the congregation to know, the last couple years, very quietly, this lady right here has gone after the weeds building up to the spring clean day. Many hours just going out there to get all the weeds. If you just have a few hours to spare to pick up weeds leading up to Saturday, April 5th, that would be great. Let us know. Let Sally know about that, or Colleen too, because it really does help us out. Also, just a note about the week ahead, we have midweek Lent worship opportunity this Wednesday. We'll gather for soup supper at 5 o'clock, followed by Lent worship at 6 o'clock. The order of worship is hold an evening prayer, which is wonderful. And I think, I think that does it. Special thanks to everyone that has provided the soups for soup supper. All the spaces are filled all the way through April 9th, so that's just wonderful to see people stepping up and providing and serving in that special way. Finally, just a note, next, we are at spring break. People are in and out. We do have a few spots to serve next Sunday that I wanted to announce. If you have the ability to usher next Sunday or usher, I think we have the need for someone to be a fellowship host, that sort of thing. This is what happens. Someone just raises their hand right out of the gate. So please notify Dan, and Dan's here. Dan, Mark Nicholson already signed up to usher, so he's good to go. But if you have another, you know, if you could serve for fellowship, that'd be great too. Okay, we're going to start our service. A special song we shared in Bible study, What a Friend. This is a really meaningful song. You can look this up, Google, Wikipedia. A man named Joseph Scriven wrote this song. His first fiance, the day before they were going to be married, she died. His second fiance, 1860, she died also before they ever got married. And the thought is that Joseph Scriven, the man who wrote our famous song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, didn't have a lot of friends himself. Yet he wrote this powerful song that we're going to sing today. If you don't have a friend, you have a friend in Jesus. So we're going to invite our choir forward to share this special song with us today.